You're listening to SBS News.
Inderdeep and Harpreet Sandhu had hoped their parents could come to Australia from India under the new temporary parent visa so they could spend more time with their three children. But Harpreet says now it's here, it's not what was promised.
I don't think this visa is fair at all. It is absolutely unfair because what the initially terms and conditions that was promised, they're not being sticking on those terms now. So it is definitely making the visa much more tougher, and people like us have been looking for this visa for a long term, you know, to come up, and yeah, we were really happy, but because of the terms and conditions that are there, it seems like it's not unfair now.
This new visa is temporary and costs between $5,000 and $20,000. It is limited to only one set of parents who must have their own health insurance, and it requires an annual family income of at least $83,000. The Sandhus say they don't meet the income threshold.
Yeah, so $80,000 income for a single person like me, it is quite hard. So basically, In all the ways, we won't be eligible for this visa at all.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's 5,000 for the fees or 15,000 cap. The first, probably one of those criteria, which is the income, we won't even fall into that.
Inderdeep Sandhu is in remission after a battle with breast cancer and has had to quit her job.
It's so hard to manage the life, myself, my health, and their lives. Having your own elder around you really makes a lot of difference.
The Turnbull government announced this new visa category during the 2016 federal election campaign, but the government has since reversed on some key commitments. After promising there would be no cap, it's now capping the number of visas at 15,000 annually. They're also charging substantial fees for the visas. A long-term campaigner for extended parent visas, Arvind Dugal, says migrant communities deserve fairer terms.
Under the current visitor visa, the parents are already allowed to live with us for 2 years, and they are coming and visiting this country from last many years, getting a three-year visa, in which that visa they can stay 2 years, and they are paying only $140 as a visa fee. Under the new visa, they have to pay $5,000 for staying 1 year extra. So they're getting only 1 year extra compared to the previous visa. This visa is not going to be a burden on Australian taxpayers. So the government don't really need to put these hard terms and conditions. And government is trying to make money from grandparents visiting their kids, which is un-Australian and unethical.
Permanent residents Aaron G and Olivia Zhu, who arrived in Australia from China in 2017, say the fees will mean they are going to be priced out.
We are from the country and don't have high incomes. If I applied for the three-year visa, we need to pay $5,000. For us, that's quite a lot of pressure.
The government says the visa was designed in consultation with the community, and the income threshold is to ensure sponsors have sufficient resources to support their parents. Immigration Minister David Coleman told SBS News the new visa will help thousands of Australian families, and it's been successfully introduced by the government despite ongoing opposition from the Labor Party. The Labor Party has been critical of the Coalition's policy and is expected to announce its own policy during this election campaign.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.